Our next item is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone, number 1719, Castaways Bethany LLC. And
three of them.
Council, if we're voting, we have to act on them individually.
I think Mr. Abbott has some comments that apply to all three, so maybe if you want to read off.
What I'd like to do is read the other two into the record, and that way we won't have to repeat everything three times. Also, change of zone, number 1720, Castaways Bethany LLC, and conditional use, number 1944, Castaways Bethany LLC. Okay, Mr. Abbott.
At the September 6th meeting, you left a record open for receipt of the plus comments, the applicant's response to the plus comments, and plus's response to the applicant's response. I'll pass down the copy of plus comments and the applicant's response. It's all in that one packet. I talked to the Office of State Planning Coordination on September 14th, and they confirmed they do not issue a final response anymore. They haven't for approximately 2 years now. Once the applicants respond to their comments, they basically can close the matter. You also deferred action for receipt of a Del Dot Lono. Typically, that's not required until we get to the site plan review. Mr. Lank asked me to mention that to you.
Okay. And as I recall, we also were leaving the record open for an additional 14 days.
It would be left open for 14 days for written comments based on plus comments and applicant's response, I believe.
And for the benefit of the public, could you describe how they might get access to these documents?
They would have to come in, and they're available in all the files.
Pull that mic forward a little bit. Yeah.
They would have to come into the office to review the files.
Okay, which you can do anytime between normal business hours. You'll just come into the planning and zoning office, ask to see the file, and you're welcome to see everything that's in there. So anyone who wishes to do so, please do.
The staff would be able to make copies for them also.
Oh, yeah, and if there's anything you want a copy of, they'll be happy to make it.
Anything else? With that, I believe the 14-day period would start tomorrow, and it would close at the close of business on Friday, October the 5th.
Okay. All right, then. Well, gentlemen, we obviously can't act because we still have the record open. Council, do we even need a motion for deferral?
Probably it wouldn't hurt just to have a motion for deferral while the record remains open.
Okay. All right, then.
It's on there as an agenda item.
Now, gentlemen, as you know, motions have to be done one at a time, so we will have to repeat this part three times, but we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, regarding item one of old business, which is change of zone number 1719, the applicant being Castaways Bethany LLC, my motion is to have the minutes of this meeting reflect Mr. Abbott's comments. We're acknowledging receipt of the plus comments, leaving the record open for 14 days from date of tomorrow for comments by the public.
Second.
To move and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1719, Castaways Bethany LLC, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.